Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Tuesday, and getting rolling here through the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you're here listening today. If you'd like to find out more, go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. My next guest, Dr. John Lott, is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He is a, a guy who studies the numbers, a statistician many times, a scientist, a guy who takes a close look at the truth about guns and gun laws in America. Doctor, welcome back.
Good to talk to you again.
Whole host of ideas being put forth in Michigan, and I thought I'd just ask you about them and see what your, you know, impression of these new laws being proposed are. First, one that would let 18 to 20-year-olds carry concealed pistols. It would change the current age from 21 and reduce it to 18, 19, and 20-year-olds could carry concealed pistols with a concealed pistol license. What do you think of that?
I guess it's kind of the top of my agenda in terms of things to change. But if you look at the rate that permits are revoked for people of that age, it's really not any different than it is for older people. In Michigan, it's possible to break down revocation rates by year of age of permit holder. And you can look at 21 and 22-year-olds, and they actually have a lower rate of revocation than people 23 and older are.
Huh.
So I don't think it's going to make much difference in terms of any problems that you're going to have with 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds.
And that's a fascinating response, because one of the responses I read from one of the opponents said, well, you know, kids' brains are still evolving until they're 25, and they should never have guns, you know, until they're at least, you know, anyhow. So,
right. Well, you may have problems with, you know, 20-year-olds, whatever, generally, but the type of person who's going to go through the process to get a concealed carry permit, you know, we can look at the data in other states, and there's just simply no evidence that they are different than older people in terms of revocation rates. But look, we know that permit holders are incredibly law-abiding. They lose their permits for any type of firearms-related violations to thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point. And you can even compare the rates that permit holders are convicted of firearms violations. The police, and they, you know, they seem to be convicted of firearms violations at about 1/7 the rate that the police are, and police are convicted at a very, very low rate compared to the general population.
That's interesting. It is fascinating to know how close these people toe the line to make sure that they are not in violation. Now, one of the other proposals being put forth, I know we've talked about this, but constitutional carry being discussed here in Michigan, which would mean no permit whatsoever to carry a concealed pistol license. And for the states that you've studied, that too is not dangerous, correct?
Right. I guess I'm somewhat ambivalent on the topic. I think there's one strong benefit from having permits, and that is related to the discussion that we just had. You're going to have people raise fears about, you know, possible risks of people having carrying guns. And when you have concealed handgun permits, it's possible for me to tell you, look, these people with permits are incredibly law-abiding. You know, they lose their permits at very, very low rates for any type of violations that they commit. But the only way I can go and tell you that is by having permits out there to go and know who's carrying and who's not. If you get rid of permits and have constitutional carry, I don't think you're going to have any problems, but at the same time, when gun control proponents go and argue that it's dangerous out there in the way we were just talking about for people who are younger, I won't be able to go and make those types of comparisons.
And that's, you know, well, there you go. There's okay, so here's the next step of this process, because this is curious to me. Getting rid of pistol registrations altogether. I don't know what states do that currently. I'm sure you have a pretty good idea. But as you look at this, go ahead.
Almost no states have that. Look, in theory, this is the way they can help stop crime. You know, but when you actually look at it, I don't know for Michigan, I've tried to inquire, but for other places that have had registration and licensing of guns, like Hawaii or Chicago or Washington, D.C., or Canada, for example, you just can't point to any crimes that have been solved as a result of the registration. You know, and in theory, if a gun's used in a crime and it's left at the crime scene and it's registered to the person who committed the crime, then you can go and identify them and arrest them. But the problem is, crime guns are almost never left at the scene. And the few times that they are left there, it's because the criminal's been either killed or seriously wounded. And in the few times they're left there, they're almost never registered guns. And the couple that are registered are never registered to the person who committed the crime. And so, you know, Hawaii, for example, has found no crimes that they could point to that have been solved as a result of registration and licensing. And yet it takes about 50,000 hours worth of police time each year in order to handle that. That's 50,000 hours that we know could be spent on traditional policing, which we know works, or, you know, you could lower taxes or you could use some of the money to go and spend on education or something else. But simply to have registration and not be able to point to any benefit.
Yeah, you're right. If there's no benefit whatsoever, what are we spending our time on? And only about 30 seconds left because you've covered a lot, but they also want to expand the number of places you could carry a firearm, including financial institutions, churches, theaters, sports arenas, daycare centers, and hospitals. And, of course, with what happened in the UK, I'm sure there'll be a lot of pushback on at least some of this. But I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Sure. Well, I think that's probably one of the more valuable things that could be done. You just had a robbery just a couple days ago in Ohio that was stopped by a concealed carry permit holder in a bank. But, you know, you go and try to create these gun-free zones and shops or whatever, basically it means that the criminals are attracted there. You make it more likely that something bad's going to happen. People go to places where they think victims are defenseless.
There you go, Dr. John Lott. To find out more, go to crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Doctor, always a pleasure.